Okay, we have in this week's parsha the story with Tamar. Yehuda had three sons. Yehuda had Er, and then Oinon, and then Shelah. So first she married Er, and then he died. Then the next son, he told to marry the next one, and then he died. And then after that, she wanted to marry the third one, and Yehuda said no. Because Yehuda said, Rashi explains, the pasuk says, Ki yomar pen yamuz gamhu ke'echav. Maybe he would die also. And Rashi brings from the Medrash, because she's already a muchzekis, you know, we call her a katlonis, that if two of the husbands are nifter, she's not supposed to remarry a third time. So because of that, he didn't want her to marry the third brother, Shelah. So over here, we're going to get, first let me just give a little hakdoma about this katlonis. So it's a grad, it comes in time with the daf yomi a little bit. So the Gemara says two reasons why, what the concept of katlonis is. I mean, the idea is obvious, it's a chazaka, that you see all her husbands are dying. But on what are we assuming, what's going wrong? So the Gemara says two shitas. One is two tzedarim. One is that it's mayon goyrim. Somehow from the bia, she's catching some kind of chayli. Her husbands are catching some kind of chayli, and that's why they're all dying. The other pshan, the Gemara says mazel goyrim, that she's got a mazel that her husbands die. What exactly is the mazel? There's different shittas in the Chassam Sefer with the Neida Behuda. The Neida Behuda says her mazel is to be poor. And Mimela, that's why all her husbands have to die, so she'd never have parnasa. The Chassam Sefer says her mazel is not to have a husband. The nafkamina is that the Neida Behuda wants to say a chiddush niflamoid. He wanted to say that we paskin, the Gemara says the nafkamina is, what if she only had, her husband's died right by Erisin? There was no beer. So if you go with Mayan, so there's no chayli, there's no transmitting of a chayli, so you don't have to worry about it. But if you go with the mazel, then the mazel could have killed the husband from the Erisin already. The halach and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tes is that we go with the mazel. That even if they die by Erisin, she cannot remarry a third time. And as we said, the Neida Behuda says that the mazel is that she should remain poor. So therefore we say, that's what happens. Every time she gets engaged, the husband has to die, so she has no parnasa. And nachamol no parnasa. So it's like the Neida Behuda, let's say she's making a ton of money herself. Then she could get married a third time. Valziat gutte mazel. So there's no problem with her mazel. That's the Chassam Sefer says, how do you, what?
He's uninsurable.
You mean if he has no, yeah. Some of the Paiskim said, according to Neida Behuda, right. yeah. They wanted to say, ad kedekach, according to Neida Behuda, let's say the third one promises her, I won't give you a penny, so then he can marry her. Why should he have to die? He's not going to give her money anyway. Okay, Al Kapone, that's not really what I'm getting into. The point is that we paskin mazel, and the most paskin, the Rivash Beroisham, says that the whole machlekes in the Gemara is a one-way machlekes. In other words, everybody's worried about the chayli. The issue is, are we also worried about the mazel? So when we paskin mazel, we really mean both. Neida Behuda, he's a yachid. He was the one who says it just goes by mazel alone. Okay, Al Kapanim, there's two reasons given. That's just the hakdama. The idea is there's two reasons why if a woman was married twice, she can't remarry, and they both died, she can't marry a third time. It's either a mazel issue or it's a chayli issue. So that's what Yehuda is talking about here. That being that she was married twice, she's not allowed to marry a third time because of this Gemara.
Why is it twice? Why not three?
Oh, so the Gemara talks about that taka. And the Gemara says there's a machloikis if two is a chazaka or three is a chazaka. And usually we're maker with three, but once a kana is involved, So then we're machmer that even two is a chazaka. So here it's a chazakana that the husband would die. So we're even machmer that two is also a chazaka.
Does it make any difference when the husband dies?
Yes. It says in the Pischei Tshuva, I don't remember if it's even earlier, that if he's an older person, then we say it doesn't count because there's no big, I think it says Lamayal Meshivim, and it says if he's a Chayle, it doesn't count. If he got married sick, where it's like, and he was Nifter from the Chayle that he already had, it doesn't count. If it's something that you could see why, the Gemara says, the Gemara also says he fell off a ladder, it doesn't count. There's a lot of exceptions.
Not everybody husband makes such a good living. There are a lot of aniyim also. So ainim mutzlach. So the girls will make it an ainim mutzlach. Why does she not get? They have to not get married. So she'll marry an ainim mutzlach.
Okay, but how do you have ruach? If you could promise me he'll be ainim mutzlach, but what if he's supposed to make?
I'm not going to.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go upon him. Yeah.
You make
that
by a bris too?
By a bris. Well, bris, there we say that's something wrong with the blood. You mean what? If you know why? You mean if you know, let's say, that he got nifter because something totally different happened to him? Yeah, I think then we do make exception. If you know, let's say, the kid was nifter because he got cut. They dropped him on the floor after the bris, then it won't count. It's only if it's something.
Two kids died of bris, we don't make the third kid.
Right. So that's taka, when he died from natural, not from, if you know why he died, I don't think we say it. Fine, so that's the hakdama to the inyan here. Now, the question is like this. There's a big shaila in the paiskim, starting from Tshuvas HaRambam and down. Do we say the inyan of katlonis if the third marriage is going to be a mitzvah, namely yibum? In other words, if it's an issue that her husband's died, and now the third man that she wants to marry is going to be the yavam. So do we say shomer mitzvah lo yed davara? Do we say that since it's a dvar mitzvah lo yed davara? So the Rambam is very makel on the whole katlonis thing in a tshuva. In the Rambam in Yad, you can't see it. It's in Perek Chaf Aleph of Issur Bir. He just says, like everyone else, there's one kula noticeable. The Rambam says that a katlonis may not marry, but the evidence, if she broke the din and she married, you don't make them get divorced. That much the Rambam is meikel. The Rosh is machmer on that too. The Rosh says that even with the evidence, if the katlonis did get married, they have to get divorced.
Does chazaka equal shchicha zeka?
Oh, that is exactly what the Paiskim Mamish discuss. So the Rambam says in his tshuva, he writes, the Kesef Mishnah on the side brings this tshuva. The Rambam says, first of all, you should know that this whole thing about that the husband is going to die is nervin, he says. It's pchadim, and people, it's a psychological thing. People get, it's not, nothing's really going to happen. So still, the Gemara is saying that if a person is psychologically all worried about it, it could happen. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't want him to do it. But it's not really a real sakonis nefashis mamish. And Memeil then, at the end of the tshuva, the Ram starts saying all kinds of different kulas there. And that end, he says, and now what you ask me about yibum, avada do it. Do it. That's the minig here. That's the minig, he says, in different places, that by yibum they do it. So a lot of swarms say that the second half is probably attached to the first half, being that the Rambam holds that the whole thing is not like mamish, a real sakana. So avada, if it's a mitzvah, you're not going to worry about this.
What about you see it from the Gemara's, about all the cases in the Gemara's where first husband died, second husband died?
And it happened.
Yeah.
It did happen. Okay. And still,
doing it. Right?
I mean, even the Rambam brings it. He paskins it. He's still saying that even though.
Abai is from Beis Eli, though.
Oh, so he's saying he has a shmer.
A lot of the Yibum cases. First husband dies. Sarah, you know.
All the cases of Bichlal.
All the cases
of. Oh, that's what you mean. I hear. Okay, so you see, the Rambam holds Taket's mutter, and then many tshuvas after him also were matarit, Maral ben Chaviv. The Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, Tshuvas Re'em, they all say it's okay. The Chacham Tzvi says absolutely not. It's Shchiach HaZeka. You may not do it. And with him is the Birki Yosef, the Chidah. Those two are from the big Oisrim, even B'makam Yib. So the Chacham Tzvi says, my Mekoyer is Rashi, which is really a Medrash, on the Parsha. Because the Rashi brings it here that Yehuda wouldn't let the third son marry her. Now, we all know the Ramban writes here, and it's the Rambam writes the same thing in the Mor Nebuchim, that this was a kind of a Yibum. So if there's a mitzvah, this would also be a mitzvah. So why did Yehuda say she can't marry? It's a Yibum. So Zokter Chacham Tzvi, from this Rashi is a raya that we forbid it even when it's a mitzvah.
The Rambam says you're scared, right?
The Rambam himself says, since it's the Rambam says that it's only that you're scared. Yeah.
What's shot the Rambam? Rebbe said like the other pasha. Rambam holds that it's not. It's not a real thing. It's just scared. It's a male of makom mitzvah. Maybe the Rambam means makom mitzvah. The person's not scared.
Okay. He doesn't say any. Just okay. Fine. So let's say.
And if that's true.
Yeah.
So Yehuda and Shelah were dafka scared.
I mean, they talk a word, so what can you do?
What can you do?
I hear. You want to answer that. The Rambam saying there's nothing to be scared. Don't be scared. But if you are, what can I do about it?
You're right.
I hear. Okay. That could be a shtickle answer. Anyway, that's the Chacham Tzvi's taina on the he has it for a taina on the Rambam. He says, you see that even if it's Yibum. Then he says, maybe someone will tell me, you can't compare because it wasn't mamish Yibum, it was an Inyan of Yibum. He says, an Inyan is Zichr also a mitzvah, because we see that even a mitzvah drabbana like Bedikas Chometz is enough to that the Gemara says on it, Shomer mitzvah lo yid davara, you know, that whole Gemara there that you don't have to worry about. And if they were doing an Inyan of Yibum, it's at least as good as a drabbanan. And Memela, if the din would be that a mitzvah would protect you, then what they were doing would have also protected you. And since the Yehuda was scared, so you can't do it even by you. You mean how did Tamar yes do it according? Oh, so I had that kasha, and.
She knew she was going to have children from you.
Oh, it says that somewhere it says somewhere she even knew Baruch HaKadosh. My answer, what I wanted to answer was.
No, it's honest because Aaron and I, they brought it on themselves.
Oh, I had that svara too. At first, I said, your svara. I said, Tamar knew that the reason why they died was because they were Rab Be'enei Hashem. And Memela, it's like when the person fell off their ladder. When you know the reason, so she didn't think he was. So somebody told me, how do you know that Tamar knew that's why they died? I mean, we know it because it says in the Chumash. She knows that they did an Aveirah, right? She knows the Aveirah that they did. But who says that she put it together? Like, let's say, could every lady say, I'm not a Katalanist. I don't know why my husband died. I know what he did. He did this out here, right? He said Lashon Hara. He said Lashon Hara every single Tuesday. So that's why he died. I'm not a Katalanist. You can't say that because you don't know, right? So who says that Tamar, fine, she knew that he did it, but she knew that's why he died? So I said, you're right. I don't know. Taka don't know if it's
true. That's a shame. Go to the Rosh Hashiva.
She went to Shame, maybe, and Shame told her.
Father,
yeah. So why didn't Yehuda go to Shame? Okay. Yeah, whatever, Shame didn't tell. Okay, I don't have Al Kaponim. I don't have evidence. It's a guess to say that the reason is that Tamar. I thought it was such a good pshat, but then I realized it wasn't such a good pshat. You can't tell me that the pshat is Tamar knew that they died because they did not there. We don't know.
Well, we perhaps. Was.
Yeah, we know that we know because it says in the Chumash.
But she would know that too.
Yeah, she would know that. Sure, yeah. But how would she know that he died? You know, could she know that the reason he died was because of the Aveir that he did? You know, people die and they do Aveirs, and we can't always connect it all. So, I maybe. So, the other possibility, I had another idea to say, more of a Mechudishdik idea. There's a Netziv in Parshas Kisisa that says that the din of Shechicha Hazeka is only for a Stam Ben Adam who does a mitzvah, has to worry about Shechicha Hazeka. But if you do it entirely L'Shem Shemayim, you're allowed to do it even if it's Shechicha Hazeka. And we know it says in the Gemara that Tamar L'Shem Shemayim Niskavna, the Gemara says on her. And that's why she was the one that was zoiche to have Mashiach come from her. So perhaps she was machzik on herself that she's going to do it l'shem shemaim, and she wasn't worried of shchicha azeka.
It's not her hazik, it's the other's hazik.
But in our pshat is then she'll be responsible, right? In other words, it will be considered her avla that she killed him. So since she's doing it l'shem shemaim, she was saying that she will not kill anyone through her being l'shem shemaim. I don't know, maybe. Or another possibility is there's a big machlekes if a whole iser katlonis is an iser like the raisa. Is it mamish a sakana the raisa? Rav Pais can say it's only the rabbanon. Maybe she didn't keep it. You know, Yehuda, fine. There's a Tosis that says Yehuda kept the whole time. But I don't know if she kept it. But whatever, I don't know. He doesn't say how come Tamar did it. But he just goes from Yehuda's side. You see, Yehuda didn't do it even though it was Hebrew.
So we have a raya that Katlonis is the raisa from Bikras
Bila? Well, how do we know there it's a deraisa?
If that's a chaki, of course, the first two sons were...
Well, we do have the rabbanans that prevent mila, right? You know, hemiru divrayim. We do have some rabbanans where we don't do a mila because of a rabbanan. So the Gemara says a few places.
Because that's the oral, where you're talking about is coming back by Bezim. Otherwise, it's a mum.
Right.
So you mean
it sounds like it's a deraisa there, you say?
Yes,
I mean, you could have, the Rishonim have other kinds of oinsin besides for Ayer. So here, before I go any further, I just want to mention Akasha from the Tshuvas Gur Arya Yehuda. The Gur Arya Yehuda says, what's this whole Shaila? We have some saying, Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeid Davar Ra, and some are saying that, no, it's Shchicha Hazeka. Says, I'll bring you a clear Raya. The Gemara says, Bris Mila. It says that if two of the children died, then we don't do the third bris. What happened to Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeid Davar Ra? So what do you see? That it's Shchicha Hazeka. So then what's, that's the end of the conversation. So why is it, what's the Shaila? In other words, you can't compare all the Sakanas one to the other. One is much more physical than the other. That's what I was first thinking. It's a much bigger Sakana. And I wanted to say it also in another way. Even if you say the percentages aren't higher, even if you'd say percentage-wise they're both the same, I could still say a chilek. You say this thick a chilek. There's a whole shmooze in the Achronim. What is the percentage necessary for Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeid Davar Ra? There's a big variance in from like one out of 1,000 till even Roiv is good enough. Okay, Rabbi Chanan writes in a few places, Roiv. If Roiv, it's safe. So there's a kasha, he brings such a lashon from Rashi and the Rambam by davening, by Shmoneh Esrei. It says, even if the snake is around his akevoi, he should keep on davening. So the lashon of Rashi and the Rambam is, because Roiv times, the snake won't kill you. That's a lashon of the Rambam. So Rabbi Chanan goes, poshup chat with it, Roiv. Rav Shlomo Zalman says in Shemesh Alas Kilchasa, don't go like that. Because you won't be davening with any kavana, and with Mela, you can't say Shemir Mitzvah Lo Yeid Davar Ra, because you're not doing any mitzvah anymore. That's what he said. But Al Kofanim, fine, so Rabbi Chanan goes with the Roiv. So there's a Shaila like this. Excuse me?
He goes with the Roiv, but Mayim Megulin, by Yayin Megulin?
Oh, well, that's one of the kashas. How, by Yayin Megulin, if it would be Kiddush? In other words, usually, where's the mint? You're saying, let's say it would be Kiddush. Would Rabbi Chanan allow me to drink Kiddush wine, which is roiv, not poisonous? So here we have mamish the case. I was going to get to the case. The case at the Chesed Lavrom, that we said, mentioned last week also, the grandson of the Nesivis. He asked a kasha from the following case. It says in the Gemara that there's a certain poisonous worm called kafa that is found in the mora leaves. Right? And because of that, you dip it in the charoisis, and it makes this worm fall out. So the Gemara says, and if you don't do this charoisis, you could get into sakonas nefashis. So Tosfos asks, why is the only issue a sakonas nefashis? We know worms are not kosher. So why don't you also mention that you have to do the charoisis, so you shouldn't eat worms? So Taisa says, no, mitzad the worms. You could be lying right if that is not wormy. But when it comes to Sakonis Nefashis, you're not allowed to rely on Reif. So Frek the Chesed Lavram, why not? Shoyimer mitzvah lo yeid the davara. If you say that or that you're eating Marer, why you should be safe. So in the Mishnah's Pikuach Nefesh, he says a very sadistic answer, I think, is Mamish Emes Zach. He says like this. Shoyimer mitzvah lo yeid the davara is not saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a nace. What it means is like this, that if you have something that is not guaranteed one way or another, and usually it doesn't happen, so Hashem within the Teva will make it not happen this time. For example, most times the snake doesn't bite. So it's very normal for the snake not to bite. So if you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, you're doing a mitzvah, you can rely that it will be a normal, like usual, and the snake won't bite. But over here, it's already happened. There might be a worm in there. If the worm is in there, then it's a nace if you won't die. So Hashem is not going to make an ace. In other words, if the issue is that, like, let's make another example. You have three cups for Kiddush, right? Two are wine, and one is poison. It's purple poison. Say, okay, no problem. Make Kiddush. Shoyimer mitzvah lo yeid davara. No, over there you can't say it because then you're possibly asking for an ace. You have a 33% chance that you're asking for a mamish, a miracle, that you'll drink a thing of poison and you'll live.
You can't say.
But you don't see the lettuce as a worm. Right, but in other words, there's a 10% chance that there's a worm in this lettuce. So then the 10%, you're asking for a mamish, a miracle.
If you get a worm.
If yours has a worm. So that you cannot do. The only time you're allowed to do it is when there is no miracle involved at all. You have a snake around you. There's no miracle if he won't bite me. So then you can say, rely on the rabbi. Okay, other shittas don't allow you to do that either. But even the ones that are allowing me to do that, that's only if there's no chance of a vare miracle. Is Mimela, I think it's the same answer. If the child, by the case of the child, let's say there's a 10% chance that this child has a blood clotting problem. So you're going to give him a bris. You're going into a 10% miracle. You might be cutting a child that can't clot. So you can't take that chance. What do you say? Oh, everybody should buy one. If a case it will be that kid, you'll make an ace. You can't say that. The only time you're allowed to say it is by the Isha. By the Isha, the pshat is no Isha is guaranteed to give this disease, which we can't even see, over to her husband. It could happen. Usually, it's, let's say, 10% chance she could give over this chayli. But there's nothing abnormal. It's for sure normal if she won't give over the chayli. So there you could say, Shem mitzvah lo yedid
avara. Maybe that's enough to mean it between the chayli side and the mazel side. Maybe by the chayli you would say, according to that svara.
Okay, but they're not saying it because they're saying that we are not worried about the chayli. They are saying, because I think even the chayli, let's say she's got the chayli. Is it guaranteed? It's a physical thing. If she's got the chayli, it's guaranteed it's going to go over to her husband. Lav davka. The pshat is sometimes something happens, whatever it is, that the chayli goes over. But it's very normal if it doesn't. So you can't call it chutz miderech hateva. So there...
It's not normal for the worm to go off the month, to go off the...
Probably not. If the worm's there, probably wouldn't go off. Usually go off.
The issue is whether if you ate the worm, then...
Right, and it might be in there, and you might eat it. So al-kaponim, okay, that's just to answer the kasha about the bris mila. Either the answer is the bris mila is different, it's just stam more dangerous, or even if it's the same percentage, it's a different type of a danger, you can apply it. So now back again to the question. So back to our sugi again. Chacham Tzvi says, you see from here that even by Yibum we may not do it. Shver on the Rambam said you could. So they say over that the Brisker Rav said the following answer. He says, what does it say in the Chumash? That Yehuda said, I'm not letting you marry Shela ad Yigdal Shela, until Shela grows up. Now, that means he wasn't a Gadol now. The din, it's a Tosfos in Yevamos on Lamed Hey, that Bias Katan is not Koina by Yibu. Bias Katan is not Koina. Only a Gadol is Koina. So Memela, that's Gufa the Pshat, Mamish Farkert. Yehuda was saying like this. For the meantime, there's no mitzvah because Bias Katan isn't Koina. Is Memela, it's a Sakana. When he'll grow up, isn't that? No problem. When he grows up, he'll be bar mitzvah, it'll be a mitzvah, then I'll let him do it. So Adarabba, the Gemara, the Pasuk is fits very nicely with the Rambam. Okay, that's what the Teretz that the Briskarov said.
So why did he do this
letter? Oh, very good. The question, so why at the end, very good. That's the kasha I was going to get to in a minute. But before I say his pshat, before I get to your kasha, I have to say a few things. The first thing is like this. That the Briskarov's pshat, he's saying it to answer the Rambam, you have to know like this, that he was really mechaven to a tshuvas amudayor. There's a tshuva from the amudayor mamish about this exact shaila. Do you say shomer mitzvah on a katan that wants to do yibum? So he says like this, it depends if it's a mitzvah. It depends if when a katan does yibum, it's a mitzvah. So he says it's a machloikis rashi with taisvis in kedushin. There's a Gemara there in Taf Yud Tes. The Gemara says that Ashayina Feshes Ish, Chiyu Misa for Znus Eshes Ish, Prat Le Eshes Cotton. If it's a wife of a cotton, there's no Chiyu Misa. So the Gemara says, what is a wife of a cotton? How in the world could a cotton have a wife? A cotton is under the age of a mitzvah. He can't marry. He can't mikdash. So the Gemara says that means it was a cotton that did yibum. So there's a big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos there. Tosfos says the pasuk is saying me pratlishes cotton that she's not his wife. In other words, you may have thought Tosfos says salka daita chamina that yibum is kaina by a cotton. Why? Because we know yibum is kaina without das. We had a Mishnah, right? That even b'shoigeg, even if he didn't realize, it's kaina. So you don't need das. So perhaps a katan could also be kaina. Sok the pasuk prat leishes katan. It's not his wife. Rashi learns different. Rashi says that really it is his wife. You kana lechol davar. But prat leishes katan, since he's a katan, there's no chiyamisa anyway. Machloikis, how to learn the Gemara. And Tosfos starts bombarding on Rashi from Rayas, it's not true, a cotton is not kine. And Rashi's bishaloi. Rashi says no. The din is that a cotton that does yibum is yes kine, it's just that the znus is not chayiv misa.
That's probably in the Gemara by
Bia Grua,
whether or not you say.
Oh, so yeah, there's a Yerushalmi that ties it in with Bia Grua. The Yerushalmi wants to say that Bia Grua includes Katan, yeah. The Ramban brings that, Yerushalm. So Al Kopanim, Zok the Amudior like this. Is Memela, your question is Tali Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. If you go with Tosfos, that a Katan that does Yibum is not Koine, so it's no mitzvah, Avad it's a Sakan. But you go with Rashi, that Yovam Katan is Koine, then it means it's a mitzvah. So then it's fine. Then it's okay.
It's a mitzvah without kavanah. So it's a kavanah that you have to do with the same shemayim. Read this
book. Oh. Well, on that, there's a kovet ha'oris. The kovet ha'oris says that by the mitzvah of yibum, ein tzrichas kavanah. Because since... Oh, you mean maybe for shomer mitzvah later the varal, you would at least need kavanah. Ah, I hear maybe. So you're saying, so then maybe still the kid doesn't have enough kavana, so it wouldn't be enough to be protected. He doesn't bring that. He says that it should be tali. So all I wanted to mention is, there's a big, huge machlekes in the Achrayinim. What does the Rambam hold? Does he hold like Rashi, or does he hold like Tosfos? The problem is there's a Rambam that says that let's say a Yavam was ba when he was a katan. Then the other, she was mezane, potter hamizana. The mizana is potter. If a loike makas mardis, he only gets makas mardis. So the Noida Biyuda says, where is this from? Ram got it from the Gemara we just mentioned. Prat leishes cotton. In fact, the Noida Biyuda, very good. So you can't kill him because prat leishes cotton. But the din is always if somebody's mizana with the yavama, he's loike for the lab of loisiyeshes ameis achutzel lishzar. So why is he only getting makas mardis? He should be getting Malkus Deraisa because the Yavama Shazin says Chai Malkus Deraisa. Zok the Nebi Yehuda is a raya that the Rambam paskins like Rashi that the cotton is kainet. So she's not a Yavama anymore. So Memela Mitzad Yavama she isn't because she was kainet. Mitzad Misa, no Misa Pratlish's cotton. So Memela Nishkin Malkus and Nishkin Misa. So the Nebi Yehuda paskins that the Rambam holds like Rashi. Then the whole shtick called Brisk Rav is not going to work. Because the Brisk Rav said that since he's a cotton, there's no mitzvah. Where did the Brisk Rav get it? From a Taisus. Very nice. Taisus holds no mitzvah because Taisus says you're not kainet. But according to Rashi, you are kainet. And the Rambam holds like Rashi, you are kainet. Amudiyar said, then it is a mitzvah. Ezoi bezoi, l'chayr, then it won't work. Fine. So that's a ha'ora. There are those who argue, though, with the Noida Biyuda. They get out of the Rambam, the Beis Ephraim, the Ayin Gyumtif, they get out of it. So I'm just mentioning, it's Tully, it's not Pashat.
Is it possible that he's kind of with Nakan, it doesn't do a mitzvah because you'd be a gruel, in other words?
Because it's not, a Kavona maybe, or something like that. Yeah, okay, maybe you could say that. I saw someone wants to say, if a cotton's whole mitzvah is Nishkin Grace a mitzvah, he's a cotton. So maybe he can't protect him, it's not a mitzvah of a gadol. Okay, you could say other things, but the risk of that because of that taisvis, that would be tali. The Noida Biyuda says a similar idea, not exactly the way that the risk of said it, but he also went with that pasuk. He says that Yehuda said ad yigdal shela until he becomes a gadol. So the Noida makes a cheshbon like this. Really, there's a gemara we also had in Yavamis not long ago. That every single time you have a cotton doing yibum, you're running a risk. There may be no mitzvah, because he might be a sris. The din is that you can't tell if somebody's a sris or not until he's bar mitzvah, you can see a siman. So every cotton has a mit of sris. So how do we let him do yibum? Because, right. Because we pass him right. Zok the Neid Yehuda. But over here, if it won't be a mitzvah, then it's going to be a sakana. And by sakana, you're not allowed to be samech on right. So Memela, the pshat was like this. Yehuda said, true, there's a raiv that he's doing yibum. And if so, I wouldn't be worried about my son. Because shomer mitzvah lo yedid avara. But there is the small chance that he's not doing a mitzvah, because maybe he's a sris. So Memela, I said, ad yigdal, we'll wait till he's bar mitzvah. Well, no, he's not a sris. Then I have no problem. So Bikitzer, Kol Anacholim Holchin Alayom. Everyone is basing it on when he'll be a gadol, there won't be a problem. Brisk Rav is saying, till then, he's not doing any mitzvah at all. Noida Biyuda is not going that far. He's saying, he might not be doing a mitzvah because he might be a sris. And when he's a gadol, all the problems are solved. He's for sure not a sris. He's for sure doing a mitzvah. And that's taka why he said that it's okay. So now the Rambam's fine.
Don't you have to pass
that
like
Remeir
to get to that result?
Well, he's
because
saying...
He says that without Remeir, then you would allow him to do
it. True, but when there's a sakana involved, we don't go with Reif. Sakana al katlanis, we're talking. The sakana that maybe she's a katlanis, that's what he says. Since it's a katlanis, so that's what he says. Oh, very good. We're going to get to that at the end. If I could, I'll get to the after the Birishena. Yeah. So, fine. So, anyway, hopefully you get there. So, but there's one kasha on all on Brisk Rav and Noida Biyuda together. The kasha is that Yehuda said, Ad ki yigdal shela. Very good. But then, if we read another pasuk weiter, it says, Ki roa so ki godal shela, vi loy nitna loy lisha. So even when she saw that he was a gadol, he wasn't giving makara now. Yeah, what happened? Everyone's making all the whole cheshbonis that he's waiting until he's a gadol. Now it's a mitzvah. Now you're going to give him. Why didn't you give him? So this kasha, first I saw it in one sefer from a Heintike sefer from the Hadras Kodesh, but then afterwards I saw in the newer Noida Behudas that they have in the back, they have a reshima of Achreinim, all of them bafal the Noida Behuda with this kasha. Rabbi Tzal Ransberg, and they bring a whole reshima of Achreinim, they all want to know what's happening at the end of the day. You're not finishing up the story. Why didn't you got a gun? Why didn't you give him? Fine. So I saw a hatzah from this sefer called Hadras Kodesh, and it's on Rus, and he has a piece on this Indian, and he says the following hatzah. He says like this: there was a mix-up. He's matzia. There was a confusion between Tamar and Yehuda. What was the confusion? Yehuda said, "I can't give you him. I'm waiting ad ki yigda." There's two ways you could read that. The Daz Zakeni Mibala Toisvis says Yigdal until be Roy Labia, until be 9 years old. Ad ki Yigdal, because he makes a cheshbon, he wasn't 9 yet. Tamar understood it that way. Tamar thought he meant that he's waiting until he'll be 9. Lamaisa, the truth is he was waiting for him to be bar mitzvah because of the cheshbon is that we mentioned earlier. So what happened was Tamar's waiting. Oh, he's 9. No, let's go. So he said, Kirasa ki gadol shela. He's a gadol. He's 9 years old. V'ilonit l'isha. He's not giving. Okay, she went, made the whole maisa. But la maisa, why was the real reason? Why didn't he do it? Because he was waiting for 4 more years. But she didn't understand what he was saying. That's his hatzah. I wanted to say, really his hatzah is the ikker. But I wanted to say like more mafulful with it. That not that she was confused totally. A little different, based on the precious drush. What? Oh, okay. Well, you hear what I want to say. I want to say like this, that there's a precious drachim that says the following thing. If you say what the precious drachim says, then I'm saying nothing. But the precious drachim is really saying the pilpul. That's the Mishnah Malach. You know, the Mishnah Malach. He says like this, that really, he has a pilpul like this. He's really, how did Tamar want to marry Yehuda? It's her father-in-law. And there are Rishonim that even B'nai Noyach, I have an Isser of Kolosu. We once talked about this in a different parasha. We talked about it in Parashas Vayera. So it's an Isser B'nai Noyach. Mamish, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. How did she expect to do it? So he says, the reason is, because the Gemara says, by Vayera B'Eni Hashem, the Erva Oinon, so the Gemara we had also in Yevam Aslam Adal, was a Bia Shaloi Kedarka. Zok the Mishnah Melech by Goyim, by Bnei Noyach, Bia Shaloi Kedarka is not Koine. Why? What's his reason? He was Mechavin to the Balei HaTosfos to say that in this Parsha too. Because the Gemara says, Ben Noyach Shabal Ishtai Shaloi Kedarka Chayiv Misa. So Memela, it's not a Koine. So she claimed on herself, I'm not your daughter-in-law. I was never, no one was ever Koine to me. No, neither. So Mamela, that was why she held it was mutter. Yehuda didn't hold that way. That's why he wouldn't do it. Because he held that they have a din of a Yisrael. And Mamela by Yisrael, of course, the din is Isha Niknis with the Biyash like dark. But she held that she was never married. That's the cheshbon he wants to say. That she held that way and Yehuda held that.
Well, that's the case in the wiser Yibum.
Oh, so very good. According to her Shita, there was no Yibum. Comes out according to her, herself, there was no Yibum. True, that's what it comes out. Only according to Yehuda, there's
even. Even with the second son.
Well, they were both Shalai Kedai. They both were Bia Shalai Kedai.
According to her.
According to her, she was never married to anyone yet. So there's no Yehuda, right? She's not.
What was Onan's chashash that it was going to be, that the Zera wouldn't have been to him?
That's why he did Bishalik Darka, because he didn't. Oh, you mean you mean if he must have not known. Yeah, you mean you're saying he must have not known that the first one did Bishalik Darka, because if he would have known that, then he would have known that it's not Yibum. That's what it comes out. You're saying, right? She knew, but he didn't know.
Is it Yibum in Erison?
Yes.
So then, what's the problem?
Well, there was no Erison in those days. I mean, not by Bnei Noyach. There's no
Erison.
There's no Erison. Okay, so anyways, that's the Cheshbin Parashas Drachim says. So if you say this Cheshbin, then it comes out like this. All I need is the Nakuda that he's saying that she considered everyone a B'nai Noyach. Now we know that the famous Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, that everyone, that's very makubal, everyone goes with him, that by Goyim, you become a Godel in Gamri at 9 years old. Bnei Noyach are entirely responsible for everything once they have Das of 9 years old. So Memela, the way she's looking at it, it's, she didn't make such a big mistake. She said, okay, you're waiting for him to become a Godel. She understood it. A bar mitzvah. No, when are you bar mitzvah? The way she's looking at it, 9 years old is bar mitzvah. No, so what's going on? But Yehuda, of course, as we said, Parashat Drachim said that they were Yisrael, so he was waiting till real bar mitzvah. I'm just making it a little more geschmack why she said it was 9. Because she anyways held that you're Godel by 9. Whatever it is, that's what he's matzia. Oh. So it comes out that according to the Mahalach of the Brisker Rav, the idea is over here that she, that Yehuda didn't give her to Sheila because it was too young, it was before the mitzvah, but once the mitzvah came, he would have given it to her. That's one Mahalach. Another mahalach to say for the Rambam would be what the Birkei Yosef says, that the whole Chacham Tzvi's kasha is no kasha. The Chacham Tzvi is assuming that Yibum before Matan Torah is considered a mitzvah. Like the Birkei Yosef, I disagree with this whole Hanocha. That's an extras, that's just a Midas Chasidus, whatever it was. It wasn't a real mitzvah. And you can't compare it, that's all. It's not real Yibum. As simple as that. Now, I thought I had a beautiful raya from the Vilna Goyin that he holds like the Birkei Yosef. So I want to tell you over my raya. But at the end, you could slug up my raya. Like this. There's a machlokes which we mentioned earlier, b'di'evin. If the person already did the yibum, or the marriage, with the katlanis, can he continue? So the Rambam says, b'di'evin, he could continue. And the Rosh says that you cannot continue, you have to force them to get divorced, it's a sakana. So the Gros says the Mekoiris for each side, the Gros in Shulchan Aruch, he says, the Mekoir of the Rosh is, because we find that all over there, Chabir Sakanta Meisura, and Memele, if a woman would be asked to her husband, of course she would have to get divorced. So surely if there's a sakana, you have to get divorced. Where's the Rambam's Mekoir? Zok the Gros, the Rambam's Mekoir is from this week's Parsha. Because it says, in the beginning, we know Yehuda was all scared, right? Yehuda was said it's a katlanis. Then what happened at the end? She was end up being mezana with Yehuda, or whatever you call it, kedusha, whatever it was. And then he found out. So says the Torah, velo yosaf oid ledaita.
That's machlekes. What that means either way.
Right. So there's machlekes. But one pshat is Rashi brings both this pshat and the Gemara that he continued to stay with her.
Right.
Frek the Grah, how did he do that? If he's saying she's a katlanis, you've got to get divorced. Yehuda, that was his whole claim the whole time. That she's a katlanis, and Memela, it's Aser. Right? So he didn't realize it was Tamar. Fine, but now he found out, that's it. You have to get divorced. Zok the Ramam from here's a raya, that once you already got married, you don't have to divorce the katlanis. That's the raya of the Vilna Goy. So now, yesh lahakshis.
How did he know?
How did he know?
How did he know that he could stay with her?
Well, he knew Rambam. I mean, what's the problem? How did he know every? I mean,
okay.
I'm saying nothing funny about that. He knew that. How did he know katlanis? The same way he knew all. You know, he knew it properly. He knew everything, right? However, he knew everything else. He knew that.
In fact, that the Malach Avil came with the matzah and all that didn't make.
Oh, you mean maybe therefore he knew. So that's what the Vilna Goyin doesn't say. That, he just says that's the raya. Oh, so now my problem was like this. I thought I had a really good raya. How could the Vilna Goyin say that that's a raya to the Rambam? We brought that the Rambam himself says that by Yibum there's no issue of katlanis at all. So how could that be a raya? The Rambam wouldn't see any katlanis here, because it's all yibum.
He was makpid, he was kalpid.
Quite the way Rambam said before, that maybe the Rambam would agree in a case where you're nervous,
right,
than even by Yibum. Okay, if you would say that.
But the Yibum's
okay,
back to the Birushan
issue. Oh, okay, very good. That's my option. Right. So, like, so L'chayra, here my first question. My question is, if the Rambam himself said that by Yibum there is no issue of Katlonis, so then where is the Raya to the Rambam that you can stay? So I said, Elamai. I thought that's a beautiful Raya that the Gra doesn't look at this as a Yibum. He doesn't look at this as a Yibum. He was like the Chida, that before Matan Torah, that's no Yibum. And it's like a regular marriage, and male, it's a good Raya.
That's by Surim. But who says it? It's the Hakim Shane Lachim, but maybe that's enough of a reason.
Okay, well, that is what the Chida is arguing with the Chacham Tzvi about. The Chacham Tzvi is saying, like, you. It's zikr something, it's enough to be some kind of mitzvah. And the Chidah says,
then it's not just be Rishayin, it's afterwards also.
Oh, you mean that? Okay, that we'll get to in a second. If you say Lakim Achiv Shein by all the beers. But then, in the Sefer Hadras Kodesh, that Sefer I mentioned earlier, he says, no Rai. La Oilam, the first Bia was Yibum. And that was a mitzvah. And there's Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yedo Davaro on that. But the Gra is saying like this, the second Bia is not a mitzvah. By Yibum, how many Bias are the mitzvah? The first Bia is a mitzvah, it's Asay. We know like the Gemara says, the first Bia, Midaraisa Asay, Doicha Lois Asay. Even if the Isha is a Lois Asay, it's Doicha. The Gemara says, the second Bia is already Asur because there's no Asay left. So only one Bia is an Asay. So the Gra is asking Azai, how did Yehuda keep her? Don't tell me Yibum. Yibum is the answer for the first Bia. But how does he keep her for all the other Bias? So that is where the Rambam saw that once you're married, you could just stay. So Mimela Lo'ilam, the first Bia could have been Yibum, and the Raya is still on. However, I thought that he was saying a Shver thing. Why? Because there's the tshuva that I mentioned earlier from Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi also was asked the shaila, can you do yibum even though she's a katlonis? So he says, I hold that on the first bia, shomer mitzvah lo yedo davaro. So memela, the first bia is for sure okay. Now you want to know, how about the rest? So he says, according to the Rambam, there's no issue. Because the Rambam holds that once you're married, you can stay married. What's your issue? The Rosh. The Rosh holds that even if you're married, you would have to get divorced. So maybe it won't work out good here. Because even if I'll say Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yedo Davaro, that you can do Yibum, that's only going to be Matar one Bia. And then they're going to have to get divorced. And that Loizu Bilvad, because if you're going to have to make them get divorced, you won't even allow them to start, because we have a Klal Gzeira Bia Rishayna, Oto Bia Shniya. So Mimela, maybe you can't allow Yibum because of the second Bia, Lefi the Rosh. Zok, the Reim, no. This that the Rosh said, that you have to get divorced, is only if you got married the first Bia Be'isser. But if the first Bia was Beheter, then even the Rosh allows you to stay married.
Because your status changed.
She's no longer the wife of a person.
Well, okay, but why wouldn't she be a katlanis? Right? I mean, as far as katlanis. So he's saying the whole reason why the Chazal were so machmer, according to the Rosh, is because since she didn't listen to Chazal, the Chazal told her, don't get married, and she went there and she was over their words and she got married. For that, we say, we're not going to let you go. We're going to make you get divorced. But if she had a heter to get married, so then even the Rosh allows. But he's saying here, well, it won't be us in the Biyashniya. The Biyashniya won't be us, sir, because any time that the Biyah Rishayna has a heter, then we don't
make...
We're not crazy b'chla. That's what he says. So Im Kain, if that is so, then Hadra my right from the Goyin. Because how could the Goyin bring a raya from Yehuda? In Yehuda, since the first Bia was Mutter, everyone is Mater, so where's the raya to the Rambam? Elamai is harder, then it must be that it's not Yibum. Because if it was Yibum, so then you don't see anything to the Rambam over the Rush. But then I realized that was wrong, because the Gros said that the reason of the Rush is because it's a Sakana, and Chamir Sakanta Miyisur. So do you think that the Gros would agree with the Re'ein? The Re'ein says, if you did the first Bia Beheter, you could stay married for the Rush. The Gros argues on that. Because the Gros is going to say, I don't care if you did the first B'Heter, it's a Sakana, Chamir Sakanta Meisura. The Re'eim is being much more mako than the Gros. The Re'eim is saying, it's just because you didn't listen to Chazal. So what, you didn't listen, so they make you get divorced. But according to the Gros, it's not the reason, there's a machlokes going on here. Why does the Rush require them to get divorced by the Bia Shniyah? The Re'eim is saying, because you didn't listen, so why should we let you stay married? The Gros is saying, because it's a Sakana. The nafgamina is, let's say the first beer was beheter. So the Re'eim says, since you were a good person and you were listening to Chazal, we're not going to make you get divorced. It's not so chomer. The girl is going to say, it's nothing to do with being good or bad. It's a sakana. We can't let you stay married. So Memela, the girl would say that even if the first beer was beheter, mamish, avada, you have to get divorced. So Memela, lo oilam, we don't have a rai anymore from the girl. You don't see. Could be it was really yibum. And still, the Gros holds, according to the Rosh, you would have to get divorced. And since Yehuda didn't get divorced, it's a raya to the Rambam. So a raya from the Gros we do not have. Okay, so let's first cheshbin out what we got so far. What do we come out with over here so far? We started with a question. According to the Matirim, according to those who are Matir Yibum, B'mokum Katlonis, why was Yehuda worried? So we had three possible answers. Number one, because a cotton doesn't do a mitzvah of Yibum, Piskarov. Number two, chance he might be a Sris and he's not doing a mitzvah and it's a Sakana. Number three, from the Chidah, it's not a Yibum. We don't call this Yibum. It's just the Indian Ba'alma. It's not considered Yibum. Three answers. And we also dealt with why, when she really became a gadol, did he not give her, right? So if you go, if that wasn't Yibum, no problem. But if you say that it was all an issue of cotton, so we said because it wasn't really a gadol, it was only nine, and she thought that was what we said. Now this is all, okay, so this is the issue for the Rambam. But now let's go to Rashi for a minute. Rashi in the Parsha does not hold like the Briskerov's pshat or the Neir de Bita's pshat, because Rashi says that Yehuda said, wait till he's big, it was all Deicha Bekash. Really, when he's big, I'm not doing it either. Right? And that's how Rashi explains. That's why when Sheila became big, he didn't give him Baiter. Muchzekes, and she's not giving it no matter what. And he was just being Deicha Bekash. The Ramban has a question on Rashi. He says, so why can't he tell her the truth? What's he trying to... Deicha Bekash, wait until he's big. And then when he's big, she doesn't do it. He says, but why can't Yehuda say, we can't give her to you? There's a problem of Katlonis. Yeah, it's his Kasha and Rashi. But that's how Rashi learns. So the question is, L'chaira, from Rashi, we should at least have a Raya to the Chacham Tzvi. Because even the Brisk Rav is saying that the answer is, and the Rebbe Yehuda are saying the answer is because he's still cutting, it's no mitzvah. But Rashi is a good Raya, because Rashi holds that really he meant even when he's a gadol, I'm not going to give him. So then we should see that even if there's Yibum, there should be a heter, and you see he wouldn't do it. But the answer is from Rashi, you can't have a Raya for a different reason, because you have to remember Rashi in Saita and Daf Yud. Rashi in Saita Daf Yud says that when Yehuda met Tamar, he didn't know who she is. He asked her all these questions. Are you a Jew or are you a guy? And she said, no, I'm a Giyaris. He says, maybe you're married. No, I'm not married. I'm a Pnuya. Maybe your father did Kiddushin on you. She says, no, I'm a Yesaima. So Rashi writes there, I'm a Yesaima. And Mimela, I was never married. Because even when I got married to Aaron Oinon, it didn't really work because my father was Nifter. And Mimela, the only one who married me off anyways, was just my brother, and that doesn't really chal anyways. So I was never married. So the just I'll explain what's going on. The Marsha says, who is she saying this to? He doesn't know. Who she's talking to this man. He doesn't know who she is. She's like, I was married to Aaron Oinen. She didn't say that. She didn't say Aaron Oinen, right? She didn't give it away. So the Marsha, what is Rashi talking about? So Rashash says, Rashi is saying, because it says there, Pesach Einayim, Rashi, the Gemara says she was giving a heter for her own self. She was saying it to her, that's what she was thinking in her own self. Of course, she was just telling Yehuda, I mean, you're saying. But in her own head, she was thinking, I'm allowed to marry you because I was never married yet. So the question is, the Rashash doesn't clarify so much, what does he mean? What do you mean, I can marry you because I was never married yet? And if you were married yet, you can't marry him? What's the pshat on the Rashash? She's saying, I'm okay, I can marry you because I was never married yet. So the Brisk Rav says, pshat is, because Rashi in Sanhedrin says that a kal osoy, a daughter-in-law, is the iser gomor of arayis for b'nei noyach. So she's trying to say, I can marry you because I was never married yet. Is oy bazoy, it comes out according to Rashi, there definitely was no yibum going on over here. Because if she was never married to anybody, because if she would, she could never marry Yehuda at all. She'd be kalosai. So according to Rashi, there was no yibum. And if you look in Rashi, in the whole parsha, you'll see Rashi doesn't say it was a yibum. Rashi says, why did she want to marry Yehuda so much? Because of she wanted to have melachim and right from Yehuda, misava labanim, right? There are all the rishonim say because she wanted yibum. But Rashi is l'taimei. Rashi says no yibum here, no yibum. She was never married yet. She was never, ever married. So Memela, you can't have any rye from Rashi. From Rashi, of course, there was katlonis because there was no yibum. And according to the Rambam, we already answered. That's right.
Yeah. She wasn't married. She was not katlonis.
Oh, that's the thing. Mayan, Bia makes Mayan, according to most.
No, I'm saying
that's
not the yibum.
That's between Mazel and Mayan. Yeah, right. So what Mayan? You're right, there won't be the cut one. There won't be Mazel. There won't be Mazel. There'll only be mine.